We are on the road today, and you can tell because a little bit of the ambiance or the echo or what's the reverb. Mm-hmm. We're in a larger high ceiling building, and it's where the Arabica is located. People coming in enjoying coffee for this morning or getting something else to eat because they do have different things. They have tables here so you can sit and eat things.
Sure.
As we've known in the past.
Stay or go. Whatever you like.
Right, and on occasionally they have like musical entertainment. I've seen things posted like that. Well, somebody who can tell us all about that and why it takes place, Jerry Perch. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning.
Yeah, usually you have a lot of different things. There's always some activity happening here.
There is, especially in December. We have a whole bunch of stuff coming up. We have you folks. Then this Friday, I believe, we have the parade. We have Lolly the Trolley coming up. We have entertainment almost every Saturday and Friday. Have a good variety of people coming in. We have the Grinch coming for the kids on the 15th of this month from 1 to 3. And that's always a lot of fun. The kids come, get their picture, get a little gift, and so forth.
You talked about the entertainment. Do you seek these people out? They come to you? Is there a known that this is sort of like a good spot to perform?
I think what happens is people come to us and say, you know, we'd like to perform. We're getting started, or we are established, and we know we can draw a nice crowd. We have some people like the Decades come about 14 times a year, once a month plus, sometimes for walking on Wednesday or some other event. The groups like to come here. They get a nice response. It's a good venue, and we treat them nice, and they enjoy coming.
Do you serve the same food through the entire day, or does it change up the later you go?
We have our menu items that are available any time during the day. So if you want to come in after your shift at the hospital and have breakfast, whenever you want it, we've got it. If you want a burger, we've got that. Our menus will serve any item any time that the kitchen's open.
You change things up every now and then?
Yes,
keep it fresh.
We do. We have a special board, and from time to time we'll change our regular menu as well. But most of the time you can find something new and interesting on our special board.
Speaking of those boards, who's responsible for making sure that is that just black with chalk? Because I always wondered about that, because you think you got to change one little item and then you're going to make sure you don't erase everything else? Or how are those things prepared for that?
They're chalkboards, and we used to have printed menus on the wall. But when we needed to change something, we'd have to somehow cover the item and write another item in its place. Now with the chalkboards up there, we have 5 chalkboards up with breakfast, our specialty drinks, our lunch items, our a la carte items and so forth, our soups. And we can change anything we want individually now because they're written in chalk.
Craig, that's new to us, by the way. I don't know if you know that or not. We've not been here where the chalkboards have been up here.
Huh.
We've used to been here with the printed menus that you mentioned, which had the items.
I hope they come down. Do you just lift them off the wall? You don't have to climb up on the counter.
No, we can just lift a little bit. It's kind of an interlocking thing. There's a bracket on the wall with a matching bracket on the menus, and we just lift about a half an inch, and they come down. And then we put them back up the same way. We lift them up above the bracket and just let it drop into the bracket.
So when you're interviewing people, you actually have a penmanship test probably to determine whether or not they could be the ones to touch. You know, there's probably somebody that works a certain shift. Do not touch that board because, you know, not everyone's Craig. Everyone's handwriting is not always, you know, you can read your own handwriting.
Well, the only person that's not allowed to write anything on the boards is me.
I got it.
So... Everybody else here has a fairly good penmanship.
That's good. I'm glad to see chalkboards are still in use, Craig, here in 2018. I thought those things were the way of the past. I thought whiteboards has taken over the blackboard.
Right.
Good old fashioned.
But the return of the chalkboard.
We did that because the staff insisted that we kind of have a more old fashioned look.
Right. To me, it's very personal.
It fits here.
You know, mm-hmm. It has that sort of individual look to know here, this is something special. And also, any moment, Craig, it could be erased. Nothing's permanent. So you want that item? Get it today. The specialty drink, you want it now? Try the breakfast before it's all gone.
I'm always fascinated behind the counter. Yeah, I guess they're the
coffee
flavors.
The choir of bottles, right?
I know. Mm-hmm. Tell us about that.
There are various flavors of syrup that we use in the different espresso drinks and the lattes. Some of them we use even in some things we make up here and just say, hey, this will be a special. during the fall, we have some pumpkin drinks and so forth. And we can pretty much make any flavored latte that anybody requests, even if it's not something that's on the menu, because we have, looks to me like we probably have about 20, 25 different syrups, and we have three different sauces. Sauces are a little thicker, like a chocolate sauce and a white chocolate sauce and a caramel sauce. So we can pretty much make something to order for anybody that comes in.
Several Lorain County communities have historic downtowns. Amherst does as well. What do you like about this area?
The feeling of community. Just a few weeks ago, on Veterans Day, we had several thousand people out here in the parking lot because we have the murals that have been painted by local artists Mike Sekletar and Brian Goodwin. There's four of them now, and people come from all over the country to see them because they were featured in a veterans magazine. As a matter of fact, the most recent mural is for the Afghan War and so forth. And he put up 12 pictures of fallen Lorain County residents that were killed in that war and was not able to find the parents or the family of two others. So he couldn't put their picture up because he needs permission to use their likeness. But he did put little an upside-down rifle sticking in the ground with their dog tags on it because he put their name. And when the parents of those other two saw it in the Veterans magazine, they contacted Mike and say, you know, could we get our son's pictures up there? And, of course, Mike said yes. He got the permission slips and so forth. And for this year's program, they unveiled the last two of the soldiers and so forth, or service people that were killed in Afghanistan and Iraq.
Must sometimes make people pause after they just rush in here, get a drink, come out, and they're face to face with these large murals where you're thinking, you know, I didn't see that when I pulled in the parking lot, but suddenly I'm at the view where I'm thinking how amazing this looks, especially from a certain distance. Mm-hmm. Everything comes together.
Well, three of those murals, the first one was Iwo Jima, and there's no local connection to that other than there were local people that served on Iwo Jima, but they're not part of the mural because it's the famous flag raising at Mount Suribachi or whatever the name of that mountain was. The other murals all have a local flavor. The Vietnam Wall, there were 98 service members from Lorain County that were killed in Vietnam. And Mike got all of their names, and instead of putting just the names of the actual people that are on the wall in Washington, he substituted at the end where you can actually read them, the 98 names of the soldiers and sailors and so forth that were killed in Vietnam. Then he did Korea, and there's a famous picture hanging here in Arabica as well of the first folks that arrived, the first Americans that arrived in Korea. And the fellow driving the Jeep is Lou Repko from Lorain. And he still comes every time there's a memorial service or some sort of ceremony out here. He'll come in here, he'll sit. People that recognize him will bring their magazines and he'll autograph their magazines. That famous picture is also in a book. I don't know which book it is, but if they bring that, he'll advertise that book, or he'll autograph that book, rather. Mm-hmm. And the other, the last of the picture I just already mentioned, in the Afghan War, there's a portrait of every soldier or sailor that died in that encounter.
I guess because it's your neighbor, you have to become well-educated as to that, because people probably come in here and say, what is that? And instead of saying, sort of the connection you have with the other people and things in the building.
Yeah, I can't count the number of times that I've actually walked out of the building here to go shopping or to go home or something, and there's people looking at the murals, and I'll walk over and I'll say, do you know the local connection of any of these? And most of the time they'll say no. You know, there's a local connection, and I explain that there's 12 or 14 now, I believe, from the Afghan War. I tell them about Lou Repko in the Korean War and the 98 names on the Vietnam Memorial Wall and so forth. And they're usually very interested and appreciative of having the local take on it.
You're kind of like a local ambassador, a tour guide almost.
Sort of.
Yeah.
I like to talk. So I tell the people, you know, about that mural. It's quite an impressive thing. And Mike's also been sharing some of his murals in Lorain on Valor Home. He's done one. He did a really nice thing that looks like a postcard on 5th Street in Lorain on the side of a building. And it looks like one of the old-fashioned Lorain postcards. So he's done a few things inside some of the buildings. He at Cedar Pub here in town, he did a door that looks like the entrance to like a wine cellar. It's just a painting that looks like that. It's quite interesting.
Of course, you've had the perspective of seeing these paintings come from sort of the line drawings and the techniques that he does. And so you come into work, getting in, and you'll sort of see the progress that a lot of us don't get to see on occasion.
It's really interesting. Then he of course, covers them with a glaze or a sealer that is graffiti-proof. It's a special product that makes sure that nothing will stick to it once it's on there. And, of course, they're lighted at night, so it would be kind of something that people would like to see at night. And, of course, it also serves as security for them.
Wonderful. What are you drinking today, by the way?
Dark roast.
Okay.
out of all the coffees we have, sure. My favorite is our dark roast.
Did you grow into that? Is that one of those things that you're more mature? You say, I'll try dark roast. I mean, I don't know any early coffee drinkers who go right to the dark roast.
No, I've pretty much always been dark roast.
Okay. Have you gone to the dark roast?
Sometimes.
You're starting to cross over.
Yes, but a lot of times, especially if you're in a family and you're getting coffee or whatever, sometimes you meet in the middle, basically.
Mm-hmm. It's a good coffee. For the third year running, we won Best Coffee in Lorain County at the Pulse Magazine competition. So if you want good coffee, this is where you get it.
Why do you think you've done that 3 years in a row? What is it that's happening?
Because we have the best coffee in Lorain County.
Sure.
There you go.
Don't they have it? David Letterman did a whole thing about the world's best coffee, and then every coffee place in New York City has that. Apparently, you can't trademark that, apparently, or you can't kind of hold it.
Well, we can point to the magazines and the certificates that they send us from Pulse Magazine, and it's a competition, and we've been in it for 3 years, and we've won it for 3 years.
Well, congratulations
Thank
again
you.
For that. And